Hi, my name is Chantel Thurston. I was 34 and we were just pursuing fertility treatments, and the doctor ran some tests and nothing really came back conclusive. So he went inside my tummy and just saw cancer everywhere. He came back and told my husband and I that he found cancer, and he was 99% sure it was cancer, and it was all over everything inside of me, my ovaries. And 6 days before, my father-in-law had been diagnosed with cancer, and my father died 7 months before I was diagnosed. So it was very scary, and yeah, we just didn't know what was going to happen. You just think, how long do I have, and how far is it? Ovarian cancer especially, like, I knew a little bit about it and knew that outcomes weren't very good. So am I even going to make it long enough to see my son start school or learn how to ride a bike? And then when they called me to set up the appointment, the report had just come back saying it was a GI cancer, so not ovarian. So I was like, okay, well, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know yet. I went to work and I told my boss, I said, the doctor told me I have cancer. I'm going to finish up what I'm doing here. And I said, after my vacation, I'm just not coming back because I'm going to be in treatment of some sort. Just thinking, you know, do we have to go to the States for treatments? Like, now we know it's rare. We got the pathology back. Like, should I be doing something else? Should I be going somewhere else? Should, you know, is there better treatment options in another country? Like, is this going to be the best options because this is such a rare thing? And we found out through friends and other people who had cancer and stuff that went for a consult to the Mayo Clinic. They said, you know what, the doctors up in Winnipeg and at Cancer Care are actually phenomenal doctors. You're in good hands. But once you're in Cancer Care, I find, like, you get in quickly. The nurses are amazing, and they just say, if you have any questions or if you have any concerns, call us back and we'll answer all your questions. Like, they're very, very helpful. They let you know that they're there for you. So for the chemotherapy, they pour heated chemotherapy into your abdominal cavity, let it circulate for 90 minutes, and then drain you. And the hope is that the heated chemotherapy will kill anything microscopic that's left. I mean, there can always be a chance of recurrence with any type of cancer, so they consider it no evidence of disease, or NED is what we call it. Cancer Care provides social workers for anyone who needs to see them throughout, and also they provide really good support in the last few years for young adults with cancer. Now I've been able to spend the summer camping with my son and, you know, having extra memories with him and just building a relationship together. And I would probably advise people just to trust their doctors here, and that there is good doctors and that there is good supports here, and if they have any problems or questions, just talk to the social workers and talk to them and ask lots of questions, and you'll get answers.